fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 20th day of March. The prepper tip today is to stock up on canned meat. Right now, it's easy to get in terms of availability. The price is, well, it's pricey compared to what it has been in years past, but stock up on canned meat now while you can. So Sam had called in a few minutes ago. We lost him. Something must have come up at the last moment, and hopefully he'll be able to call back in. So we'll continue with open lines for the time being. The call number is 512-248-8252. I was in Lebanon, Missouri Saturday to meet the new instructors, get reacquainted with the older instructors. It was a great day to meet these men and engage in conversation while planning the new training season at Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. These are great guys. They're dedicated to the mission statement of Freedom Center, which is to help Americans get the skills they need to resist tyranny. That is part of the mission statement. Another part of the mission statement is to train men and women who go back to their home communities and pass on that expertise to others. So I'm going to pull up the website here for Freedom Center real quick. And let's see, it's freedomtrain.net. And see what we've got there. Okay, .net, here we go. And I haven't been there in a while. I know that one of the things that will help you there is a video that teaches you how to properly clean your rifle, which unless you get this knowledge, I assure you that you don't know how to properly clean your rifle. And here we go. You click on videos, and here's a different things here. We got recoil mitigation demonstration, rifle cleaning for accuracy and reliability. That's the one. And we got Sam doing that transition in El Presidente drill. So we got 4 videos there at the moment. They're all well done, very professionally shot with great audio. And I know when I walked in the door of my first precision rifle class, I walked in the door having been shooting rifles and pistols since General Eisenhower was president of the United States. That's a long time. Veteran U.S. Army, where I fired expert with the M16, marksman with the M14, NRA certified rifle and pistol instructor. I've shot rifle competition. I've shot pistol competition. And that's pretty serious credentials, far more than most individuals. By noon, I found out I didn't know how to hold a rifle. I didn't know how to shoot a rifle. I did not know how to clean a rifle. I did not even know how to put it in a safe properly. That's what I learned by noon. By noon the following day, I was shooting 12-inch steel plates at 1,000 yards. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 3,000 feet. That's more than half a mile. I'll tell you, that, at least for myself, the first time I walked up into the firing line at a 1,000-yard range, and I looked down range at those targets more than half a mile away, I thought to myself, can human beings ever even do such a thing? Shoot at a target that with the naked eye, a 12-inch steel plate from 1,000 yards away is really tiny with the naked eye. And I thought to myself, can a human being even do such a thing? Now, granted, it's a training, it's a combination of the training and the equipment that allows you to do such a thing. The firing line is a nice pressure-treated wood deck. The shooting benches are concrete. They're not going anywhere. We have a nice overhead sunshade, which in June, July, and August especially, the sun can be really brutal on the firing line. Not fun at all. The gun gets so hot you can't even touch it if it's in direct sunshine. So it's a very nice range from that point of view. And we have all these different targets at different ranges, ranging from 100 yards out to 1,000 yards. And some variety of targets, steel plates that are silhouettes of a human being. We got steel plates of different animals. The fox, for example, I always call the fox a cat. And of course, the round steel plates as well. Why steel plates? Well, it certainly saves time. You know for a fact you've hit it. You don't need to be looking through your spotting scope to tell whether you hit it or not, because there's the plate itself moves, and of course there's the audio report of the lead bullet hitting the steel plate. Word of caution, if you're going to set up steel plates at your own home range, for example, make sure they're attached with cables or chains that allow them to swing freely. If you attach them in a solid configuration where they can't move, that chunk of lead that you sent down range and it comes straight back at you. That's what will happen. And it will happen, by the way. It will happen. So be sure that you attach any steel plate from the top only with either chains or cables. I use both. And that way it becomes a safe target as opposed to a safety hazard. There's a heavily circulated video of a guy shooting a 50 cal projectile at a steel plate that's solidly fixed. And a couple of seconds later, that heavy bullet comes right back at him and could have killed him. There was enough velocity, it could have killed him. It didn't, thank goodness. You know, another Darwin Award, right? But, you know, this is, you're messing around with firearms and ammunition. You really need to know what you're doing. The training at Freedom Center USA is world class. We have active duty Marine snipers going there, active duty Navy SEALs, active duty Army snipers going there to further enhance what they learn from the military. So, and frequently, just when it comes to cleaning their rifles, they're shocked that they would have to learn how to clean their rifle. They think, oh, I the Army, the Navy, the Marines, they've taught me how to clean my rifle. Well, Sam has a way of demonstrating to them that, no, they haven't learned how to properly clean a rifle. They may have learned the Army way. They may have learned the Marine way. They may have learned the Navy way, but it's not the proper way. The proper way is in the video at freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. I didn't know until Sam built one. I didn't know there was such a thing as a 360-degree firing range. I didn't know such a thing could even exist. But it does. It's a lot of work, a lot of expense to build a range where you can shoot 360 degrees safely. But that's exactly what he's done. That's an amazing thing by itself. In the basic class, you learn how to shoot through automotive glass. You know, there probably are schools that do that. It's a relatively short list of schools that will teach you how to shoot through automotive glass and hit what you're aiming at. In an urban situation or a situation where your vehicle may come under attack by criminals, that could be a matter of life and death, couldn't it? Knowing how to shoot through automotive glass. So that's part of the training also. Learning how to shoot from unusual positions. Laying on your side. Laying on your right side. Laying on your left side. Laying in the reverse prone position where your feet are out in front of you instead of behind you. These are all skills that will help you get what you need to survive and win a gunfight. Very valuable skills. And I encourage people to look at Freedom Center USA. The schedule is not posted yet. We just worked up the schedule over the weekend. And so we haven't got the 2023 schedule up yet. I expect that will be up in a week or two. And then you can look over the schedule. You know, if you've been there before, you can pick out a class you haven't taken or take a class a second time. I've taken the basic class for precision marksmanship twice. And I, even though I take careful notes, I'm paying very careful attention with a cup of coffee in one hand, my ballpoint pen in the other. I still learned more the second time I took it. And then I took the advanced version of that class as well. And that's where I really, really got some very valuable information. A lot of the focus there was learning how to read the wind. And the military frequently uses two-man teams where there'll be the shooter and the spotter. Usually they're trained to switch places where either one could be the shooter, either one could be the spotter. And from the training I've had there with Sam, I've learned that the spotter is the guy with the tough job. The spotter is the guy with the hard job. The spotter is the one that makes the difference between a hit or a miss. And there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn, a lot of nuances, a lot of the math is important. It's not all that complex. There is mathematical calculations you need to be able to do. They're not, you know, you don't have to be a college math major to understand the math. It's simple, it's simplistic, high school, even grade school math, but that's part of it as well, to learn what you do under certain wind conditions. Learning the wind, that's what we spend a lot of time on in the advanced class, learning the wind. Learning to understand what you're observing when you're in that position. Is it left to right, right to left? Is it coming straight at you? Is it coming from behind you? Is it moving at a 45-degree angle? How fast is it going? Does it vary between where you are and where the target is? At my home range, which is only 120 yards, I've got wind indicators every 25 yards. And it's an education to see the wind indicator at 25 yards moving, the one at 50 dead still, and one at 100 yards moving again. But that's reality. The wind can do unusual, unexpected things. And you'll find out which types of wind are most difficult to deal with, which type of wind is the easiest to deal with. All that is what you learn at Freedom Center USA. Our new instructors that I met Saturday, great guys, very well qualified to be there. They're looking forward to the classes. All our instructors are highly motivated and have the skills. They're not just teaching you things they can't do themselves. No, Saturday afternoon, the new instructors and the existing instructors had to be able to prove what their skill level was. If they couldn't prove that, they can't be instructors at Freedom Center USA. one of the guys had an injury that he's dealing with that would be slowing him down, wouldn't prevent him from doing certain things, but he had an injury that was slowing him down, and we were suggesting ways to work around that, have workarounds, some in jest and some real, until the time that he's completely healed with maybe some surgery to bring him back up to speed 100%. In the meantime, he's hardly disabled. He's just this particular injury has just slowed him down a bit. We're talking fractions of a second slowed him down. But that's the nature of these men also. Fractions of a second make a difference. By the end of the day, Saturday, all the instructors knew who had the fastest times in any of the various skills that were being tested. Magazine changes, El Presidente, and so forth. There can be no doubt whatsoever as to who the top gun was, who was number two, who was number three. And it's the nature of these men that they're highly competitive. And they really, every one of these guys wanted to be the best. And when you're under that kind of pressure, you get the best. You find out who's the best. The men themselves find out. Sam finds out. And at the end of the day, we have our instructors tested and qualified and ready to pass on their expertise to the students who sign up this year. Sam's calculations is that half the students are listeners to John Moore Radio Show, men and women from all over the United States, men and women from various countries. The friendships that develop during these classes are lifelong friendships. The knowledge is lifelong knowledge. And one of the things I noticed, and I've noticed this for years with Sam, he's always looking for ways to improve the instruction, to make it just a little bit better here, just a little bit better there, by making small changes, things that are very nuanced, but things that will help these students learn faster and become better marksmen more quickly. That's another one of the goals of Freedom Center USA. So the whole area of firearms, the firearms has multiple layers of men and women involved in various pursuits of the sport. Dozens and dozens of different areas of expertise, dozens of different areas of knowledge and interests, ranging from the flintlock rifles that were built in the time of Daniel Boone to the most modern high-tech rifles and pistols and optics that you can imagine, and everything in between. So it's a wide area. Of course, what's focused on at Freedom Center USA are tactical rifles and tactical pistols. And optics are suitable for both. Red dot sights, the night force scopes that Sam Andrews has developed, the reticles on one or two of those scopes. Once again, it's a pretty short list of men, or there's no women, I believe, of men who've developed the reticles on a night force scope. But that's where Sam Andrews is, to the point where he can do that and done so successfully. I go there with an open mind. I don't go there with an attitude, oh, I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor. There's not much they can teach me. I don't go there with that attitude at all. I go there with an open mind. I leave my credentials at the door. And I've since found out that my credentials don't hold water when it comes to what's being taught at Freedom Center USA. They really don't. Now, the NRA method of instruction is also the Army way of instruction, also the Marine Corps, also the Navy, also the Air Force way of instruction, men and women to use rifles and pistols. It'll take you to a certain point of expertise, no doubt whatsoever. The safety training is valuable, help you not shoot yourself in the foot or somebody else. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your vehicle with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for their vehicles, their buildings, their generators. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Four excellent videos there that will help you get some great information, including how to properly clean your rifle. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. We'll have the schedule for 2023 posted soon. We'll find out how soon that telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get it on a group purchase of thermal imaging. That phone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me now?
Roger that. We can. You had some computer issues earlier, but you're with us. Well, Sam, I was giving a brief dissertation of my experience Saturday meeting the new instructors, getting reacquainted with the existing instructor. And my takeaway was these men are dedicated. They look forward to passing on their expertise to Americans who want and need this information. And a lot of enthusiasm with these men, a lot of expertise, and I don't know what the general public thinks about men who have this level of expertise, but these men are also deep thinkers, aren't they?
Yeah, these guys are very careful, considerate, unselfish, disciplined guys. And I'll give you an example. We had a range member that came to the house yesterday during the meeting with the instructors yesterday morning. And he came, he just dropped by the house to pay his membership fee. And he said, "Is it okay if I go out to the range today?" And I said, "Of course." I said, "The instructors will be in the Coliseum as soon as we get the schedule finished." And he said, "Okay, great. I may see you out there." Well, he brought his guns and ammo out to shoot. When we got out there, the instructor started shooting. He stopped shooting, and he came over to our part of the range, and he just watched for about an hour and a half. And after the guys left, I said to him, I said, "So what do you think after watching those guys shoot?" He said, "Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this." He goes, "I've been hunting all my life. I've been shooting all my life. I thought I knew everything." He goes, "I've never seen anybody shoot like that." He goes, "It's incredible." I said, "Yeah, it really is." And he goes, I just realized I got a lot to learn." Well, I said, "There is a lot to learn. You are correct, sir."
Well, before you came on with us, I told all our listeners about my attitude showing up for my first class for the precision marksmanship, letting everybody know that I've been shooting rifles and pistols since Eisenhower was president, shot expert in the Army with the M16, marksman with the M14, NRA certified firearms instructor, competitor with rifles, competitor with pistols. And I left all that at the door. You know, I came in with a fresh, clean pages on my notebook, with a attitude that I'm here to be a student. I'm not here to be have impressed people with my credentials. I'm here to find out what I don't know and enhance my skills. And if a student walks in with that attitude, they're going to learn a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, some of the men that have firearms experience are the most difficult to train because they simply don't have a teachable spirit. They have to break a lot of bad habits to get better. But once they see some of the people that are doing the drills twice as accurate and twice as fast, they get humbled pretty quick and then decide they want to learn.
Something, I don't know if you've probably seen this yourself, with my pistol students, a healthy adult male with normal hand and finger strength using two fingers on the trigger. That is so disconcerting, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, that's really not a good thing. I don't know what to say about that, John.
Well, I know what to say. When I started shooting with their grandfather when they were 6 or 7, their little fingers couldn't pull the trigger, and they began using two fingers when they were 6 or 7, and they're still doing it. kind of a side note. The schedule was put together over the weekend. It'll be posted on the website about when, sir?
Well, hopefully I can get it up this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon. I've got to get with some of my tech people. I think that, or I better find my password to the website if I'm trying to try and get it up today. I don't remember it. That's the problem. I haven't memorized it, so I'll just have to get to it.
Well, regardless, it'll be done in the next day or two, and people can review it and make their decisions. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out the COVID section. You might want to check out item number 7, I believe it is. The judge that forced Pfizer to release the 9 pages, single-spaced, of the side effects. Very scary stuff. And, of course, if you have issues with arthritis pain, you need Energy Cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. Check out Energy Cleaner. The details, you can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. Sam, you were in a meeting off the other side of your house when us instructors talked briefly about the film Ford versus Ferrari and the experience the men had had at speed in cars and motorcycles. And it just reminded me, when I the first day I was assigned to Special Forces, I drive up to group and the parking lot there. And of course, these are all alpha male warriors. And I'll tell you, the collection of cars and motorcycles was just made me smile. I thought to myself, man, I'm in the right place here. It was routine for the enlisted and the officers to engage in automobile competition, motorcycle competition, go rock climbing and rappelling on their off-duty time. It's a whole different world when you're in the middle of 600 alpha male warriors, isn't it?
Yes, it's a completely different deal than hanging out with the average American soy boy crowd these days. You know, there's still good men in this country. It's just that a lot of them have gone silent. They're not speaking up about morals and moral framework, and they're just sort of sitting by and watching right now. And then there's, of course, a tremendous number of people that their diet has affected them to the level that they don't even act like men anymore. And it's a tragedy for this country. It really is. It's something that it always amazes me how quickly a country degrades when things start to get off track.
Well, this is not something that's spontaneous or happening on its own accord. These events are changing our society as part of the communist culture war, where the communists have infiltrated certain places, such as almost all schools of journalism and all the universities, for example, Hollywood and other places, to accomplish their goals of destroying our society. And quite frankly, they've been largely successful, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. They've had enormous success doing damage. And the damage is ongoing right now as we speak. And it's going to have to go through a large adjustment period. There's going to be some real pain in this country before some people wake up and we start to fix these things.
In the meantime, these threats to our country are real. The communist threat is a real threat. There's no precedent somewhere in modern times of the general citizens being as well-armed as American citizens, is there?
Say that question one more time.
I'm not sure I caught that. Well, the exception of Switzerland, there's no precedence for other countries being as well-armed as American citizens are, is there?
No, none that I know of. I would say right now that the men in Afghanistan are probably pretty well-armed. But historically, Switzerland and the U.S., are the two per citizen largest gun owned per citizen in the world, and it'll probably remain that way for a long time.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? This is Farmers Money. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Something I've noticed with my students is, especially with men, wanting to substitute technology for training, thinking that, for example, I got a laser sight, so I don't need to practice because where the laser sight points is where it's going to hit. And I tell my students, don't depend your life on something that needs a battery. The technology is great, but get the skills to use your farm without something that needs a battery first. What do you think, sir?
Absolutely. You cannot throw a credit card down and buy the ability to defend yourself. It's like playing the violin. It's too skill-oriented. And if you don't have the requisite skills, not just in how to use the firearm, but how to recognize threats and how to use cover and these other basic skills, then you literally don't have much chance of surviving. Even though you own a gun.
Roger that. And I've seen this over and over. You've seen it over and over. Some of the largest firearms collectors I know are the men that have the least amount of skills. Is that your observation as well?
With one exception, there was a guy named Rick that I used to know. He was a colonel in the Army, and he had a gun room the size of my kitchen and living room combined, in a gun safe room, I used to haul this man pallets of ammo on 4x foot pallets that he put down the center of the room, and he had guns that lined the walls. One of the largest gun collectors I've ever seen, but he was an outstanding shooter. He was a competitive shooter. His niece shot for the Navy rifle team. I mean, just a really, really well-rounded guy and a brilliant executive, corporate executive.
Well, good for him. Good for him. We need more guys like that. And there's another old saying that, that maybe comes into play here. Beware the man who owns but one rifle.
Yeah, and if that is an AR-15 with a suppressor and a red dot sight and a thermal sight, I would agree at this point.
There's a Hollywood film about Vietnam titled Go Tell the Spartans, starring Burt Lancaster. And I think it's in the opening scene, this Viet Minh, he's looked like he'd been fighting. He fighting the Japanese, fighting the French, and eventually fighting the Americans. He was an old guy with a century-old bolt-action rifle walking across a field. And here comes an American helicopter. This guy only had one eye, by the way. And he shoulders the rifle and fires one shot, and he instantly starts seeing smoke coming out of the Huey helicopter. And he just puts the rifle back on his shoulder and keeps walking. But what we do at Freedom Training USA is provide world-class training for men and women who want to acquire those skills, don't we?
Absolutely. And since we're in the long section, I can certainly give your listeners the first look at the training schedule for the Freedom Center USA. I have it in front of me right here.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
April 13th through the 16th. Get your pens. Get a piece of paper. April 13th through the 16th, basic tactical course. April 27th through the 30th, another basic tactical course. May 5th through the 7th, our first enhanced urban vehicle tactical class. May 18th through the 21st, another basic tactical course. May 27th and 28th, intro to 1,000-yard shooting. That's a two-day course on the weekend. It's for your precision riflemen. June 8th through the 11th, another basic tactical course. June 22nd, June 23rd through the 25th, enhanced urban vehicle class. July 1st and 2nd, the enhanced marksmanship class. July 15th and 16th, introduction to 1,000-yard shooting. July 27th through the 30th, basic tactical class. August 5th through 6th, introduction to 1,000-yard shooting, and August 18th through 20th, enhanced urban vehicle course. So there is the schedule through the middle of August. Of course, our advanced one, advanced two, advanced three courses in the fall by invitation only. So if you want to get into those advanced courses, you've got to get these prerequisite courses out of the way. And it goes like this: basic 4 days of basic tactical training with the rifle and the pistol. Then 3 days of advanced urban vehicle tactical training where you learn how to shoot from cover, shoot from inside your car. Yes, you will be shooting from inside a vehicle through glass. And a number of other a myriad of other skills in that course. And then you have your enhanced marksmanship course. And once you get those three courses under your belt, you are ready for the advanced one tactical course where we start to teach you how to work in a group. There is no more advanced training anywhere in the world. Highly recommend you get in our program, get some skills, and you will benefit enormously. Your chances of survivability will go up 99% if you or your family or ever attacked.
Absolutely. And families coming under attack has become a matter of daily news, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. I mean, crime is so rampant in this country because of the George Soros prosecutors and the lack of accountability. Crime has skyrocketed.
It has. And I recall somebody asking a man why he's carrying a pistol, and his response was, "Well, it's too a cop is too heavy to carry." So The police do a good job in most jurisdictions, but the odds of a cop being there when you need him on the spot is pretty slim, isn't it?
Yeah, just about remote, as you can imagine. Less than 1/10 of 1% of crimes is there a police officer actually there within 30 seconds. So
that's right. That's right. So you're on your own, ladies and gentlemen. And the skills you learn at Freedom Center USA are life-saving skills. It's a lot of fun, by the way. And the camaraderie it develops in these classes is also another aspect of it, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Our students have such a great time training together. A lot of them remark, you know, we're going to come back, set aside vacation days for next year. We're definitely going to have to come back. And they do.
Right. They do. And I was a range officer for this one class where we had, was it four or five doctors and a high-level IT guy. Getting these are all alpha males, and they got high IQs. They're successful in their chosen careers. That whole class was just a hoot, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, really every civilian should get through our first two classes. The first two courses, the basic tactical course and the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, those two classes make you so much better at defending yourself. And then as you go through the next class, you pick up accuracy, you learn how to shoot with your heart rate up, and you learn how to move, and you're shooting and moving. And then in the next class, you're shooting and moving and communicating with a group, maybe a partner. We start you in a car or in a vehicle or on your back, side prone, and you learn how to commute and coordinate to defend each other. And then we start to layer in the bounding skills so that you can move and escape a bad situation.
Now, is there going to be some classes for women only this coming year?
Yeah, we typically do that in the fall, the women-only classes. And so there will be. But, you know, our first two classes, a woman can do no problem at all. There's no physical requirements really at all for the basic course or the enhanced urban vehicle defensive course. There's no physical requirements. Now, are you getting on and off the ground? Yes, there is. Will we accommodate you if you cannot? Yes, we will. So anyone can sign up and get through those first two courses and learn how to defend themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's what we do at Freedom Center USA. We train men and women in life-saving skills. And it's going to be a high-level first aid class as well. It hasn't been set up yet, I don't believe, has it?
Yes, we're going to add. There are other courses. So a lot of people don't realize, well, why do you only have two or three classes a month? Why don't you teach all four? Well, we do teach all four. But the truth is some of our classes are invitation only. Some of the classes have not been added to the schedule yet. They will over the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, our schedule goes all the way through December. And so there's a lot to do, but we do have the basic courses, the introductory courses that are prerequisite to feed other types of training. That is all filled up until the middle of August.
All right. Well, after the top of the hour break, maybe we can get a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Any legislative updates we need to hear about?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of legislation going on we can talk about. There's a bill in Missouri, House Bill, I think it's 1165, which talks about the shot and or mRNA being added to things, and it's a really interesting deal. We've got 1277 in the Missouri in the Missouri House. That's also a House bill. It's a gun control bill introduced by Republicans, if you can imagine that. These people need to be primaried. You know, they don't need to be representing us. But there are a whole bunch of legislation that has various problems. And there's some legislation that's being introduced. I'd have to call my email up to give you the bill numbers here in Missouri. There's some legislation introduced to strengthen the Second Amendment Preservation Act. So we are actively working to defeat these bills, and we are actively working to strengthen our state.
Well, there's about 17 states, red states, are doing the right things for the right reasons, and Missouri is one of them. And here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. It looks like Jim in Florida. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hello, good morning. I had a question about semi-automatic shotguns. I've been looking at a few different ones here, something to purchase. I saw this Genesis Arms kind of attractive because it has such a large magazine. Could you shed any light on what would, might be a good direction to go? Hello?
Sam, you're on mute. Sam, you're on mute. Okay, Sam must still be on a break. He'll be back here shortly. What's the primary use of this shotgun, Jim?
It would be, home self-defense.
Okay, all right.
You know, maybe...
All right, Sam's back. Sam, did you hear the question? You're back now.
I'm assuming he's asking what type of shotgun would work well for home defense.
Well, it's got to do with a specific shotgun. Restate your question, Jim, real quick, please.
Well, I'm kind of interested in a semi-automatic, and I saw one here at Genesis Arms that has a really large magazine that seemed really attractive to me. That's kind of the direction I'd like to go.
Let me ask you this question, Jim. Do you live in the city or the county or the country? What environment?
Well, it's city, county, you know, it's a residential area, and it's getting nastier and nastier. Last May, girl right across the street was shot in her driveway, and killed in her right across the street from me in the middle of the night. So, it's not getting better. It's definitely getting worse.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I never recommend shotguns for defensive work. We use shotguns for breaching doors now. We don't really use them for defensive work. And there are a whole host of very good reasons why we don't use shotguns. Over-penetration, heavy recoil, long recoil recovery time. And generally in a defensive situation, you have multiple threats now. The days of the lone burglar, the lone rapist, those days are gone. It's 7 to 10 people trying to break in your home, or if there's an angry crowd, it's 110. And so having a rifle, a semi-auto rifle with very little recoil, and having the ability to shoot it quickly at multiple targets is really the only way to go for personal defense.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Got a question here sent by email about the best way to recover spent brass in an outdoor setting, sir.
The best way to bring some knee pads. If it's an outdoor setting and you're in a natural environment, you're not going to be able to sweep the brass into a pile. If you're on concrete, you can, but if you're in a natural setting, you better bring some good knee pads.
We have top of the hour break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.